7:20, 20 minutes after 7, about 61 degrees, sunshiny and beautiful. What a great Tuesday morning it is, following the fireworks of 2022, back where they belong, downtown Detroit, and WJR, as always, a part of it, and right alongside. And so far, so good. Nothing but good reports. Best fireworks ever, without any question. Meanwhile, we love our relationship with MSU, the Michigan State University. I'm wondering if Dr. Samuel Stanley will get a kick out of that. The Michigan State University president, Dr. Samuel Stanley, is on the other end of our line. I'm sorry, doctor. I'm making fun of Ohio State because I honestly don't see the big deal.
Yeah, I think we can always drop the in front of Michigan State. People know who we are. We don't.
Yes, but these guys, they went to court for this. They wanted to get it trademarked. I mean, I don't get it. Couldn't they just put the on their T-shirts or whatever else they wanted to have it trademarked for? I don't get it.
Yeah, you and I are in the same boat on that one.
Okay. Here's something good to talk about, and it's a continuation of what we've talked about, frankly, with the Rocket Mortgage Classic and the whole Rocket Mortgage effort to I guess, take away the digital divide or help people in a way that you want to help people and have just gotten a grant from the National Telecommunications and Information Administration to expand high-speed internet access across areas that lack reliable and affordable connection.
It's really exciting. We call it Moonlight, which actually is an acronym. It's so long that I won't even go through it. But the goal is, you know, it's really that long. But the goal is to really, just as you said, there's about 400,000 residents in Michigan who don't have access to good internet. And we know now that that's like electricity, essentially. People need access to that if they're going to be successful today. And when you think about things like education online, when you think about things like telemedicine, particularly in rural areas and areas in our inner cities, it's very difficult to get good internet. And so the goal of this program is we've identified those places. So this is a partnership between Michigan State University and Merit, which Michigan State is a member of. And with this grant, we're going to map out areas where people are underserved, and we're going to fix that and give them high-speed fiber networks to help support that.
This partnership, Dr. Samuel Stanley, Michigan State University president, this partnership is right up your alley, right in your DNA as part of your land-grant legacy.
Couldn't agree more. It's exactly where we want to be, in an interface helping the community, taking advantage of the expertise we have. Merit is made up of the public universities of Michigan. It was originally founded by Wayne State, University of Michigan, Michigan State, and we're the lead on this particular project. But it's exactly what we need to be doing, as you said, with our mission, going out and helping people in the areas where they need service and making a difference for the lives of people of Michigan.
I love one way that you put this. I love that this is basically helping create a statewide digital autobahn. I haven't heard it put that way, but that really sums it up on this kind of connectivity.
It's really, again, it's high speed. So, you know, one of the things that people talked about when we hit the internet was this was going to really democratize, if you will, information. And of course, it hasn't done that because there's many of us who live in areas where there's great Wi-Fi and internet, and there's others who don't. And so this is designed to help us fix that gap.
The Apple Developer Academy going well. You've been paying close attention to that, President Stanley.
It's really exciting. So everyone may recall that this is the program we've developed with rocket companies at Apple to really bring coding ability and developing of Apple apps to a group of people who didn't have those opportunities before. So we had boot camps to identify people between 18 and above who are interested in this opportunity. About 100 of those people were picked to go on to a one-year program or a two-year program potentially for them. And at the end of the program, they are capable of getting jobs at high-tech companies as well as starting their own companies. So we're going to graduate our first class of 100 students as part of the Apple Developer Academy this week.
Well, that's a big deal. And that's, again, equal and open access to world-class education, more job opportunities, better access to health care, including telemedicine. For those of us who have the internet ability, we don't have the digital divide. We're on the other side, And we should take a moment to pause. And I think you put it best, Doctor, when you said it's like electricity. We walk into a room. I turned on the light switch when I came in when it was dark out, and I just took it for granted. We take our ability to use the Internet for granted, and there are many, many people, close to 400,000 residents in the state, that lack any connectivity at all. And then to also add to that, what you've done with Apple and MSU in Detroit has been instrumental in creating new opportunities for students pursuing careers in app development and entrepreneurship. All of that is good. We have just one note that I want to be sure that we mention, and that is a number of years ago, MSU president at the time, Peter McPherson, asked if I would MC his board of trustees retirement dinner, which I thought, frankly, being a Michigan grad, that was kind of unusual, but I was very pleased and had the honor of doing that and got to know a little bit better, not just Peter McPherson, who, by the way, just retired as president of American Public Land Grant Universities this spring, but also his lovely wife, Joanne McPherson. And I'm sorry to see that we have lost this great Spartan, Joanne McPherson.
She was an amazing first lady at Michigan State and had an incredible presence. And probably the thing she did that's most impressive is she led the formation of Safe Place, which is a house that was built on campus to provide support for victims of relationship violence. And that was way ahead of its time. We were the first university, and we may still be the only university that has a house on campus designed to do that, to help victims of relationship violence find safe location. But she led that, and it was a cause that she discovered and championed and got it done. So she'll be missed in so many different ways. And again, someone who we'll always remember fondly at Michigan State. And both Peter and Joanne were very supportive of me when I came to Michigan State University, and I heard from them in a variety of ways about their support. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know if you would. If you didn't, I was going to. The fact that they did welcome and support you when you came to Michigan State. And that's important. It doesn't always happen in any business or university situation like this. There's all kinds of politics and other things that happen, but they did welcome you with open arms, and they loved Michigan State, continued to show their love through generous giving and engagement, as you put it, and she really was the guiding spirit behind the creation of the MSU Safe Place, which is, you know, it's what other universities copy now and try to do as a university-based shelter and support program for students, staff, faculty, and their partners who are survivors of abusive relationships or stalking and some of the other issues and problems that are being dealt with these days on all university campuses. Anything else, Doctor? We have about 20 seconds. Are we all set?
I think we're all set. And again, you know, I'll say that, you know, and Peter welcoming you to be the MC for his performance, he did something special, which is he made you one of those very special Wolverines who are always welcome at Michigan State University. I said that to Lieutenant Governor yesterday. He's always welcome at MSU. So are
you. That's good to hear. Thank you, Dr. Samuel Stanley.